Early morning coffee. I live on a small island in southeast Alaska. The town is Petersburg, and there are about 3,000 of us here. We can only be reached by boat or plane. I've visited all over the United States and Canada and some foreign countries in my lifetime. No matter where you go, there seems to be a meeting place very early in the morning where men gather, drink coffee, and share the news of the day. Whether it be fishermen, farmers, loggers, businessmen, or other folks from other backgrounds, these are the men who wake up very early and have a need to socialize. We here are no different. Every morning at 5 a.m., Ray shows up at the Moose Club, unlocks the door, turns on the lights, and begins the ritual of making two pots of coffee. Individuals start trickling in about 5:30, and there are 10 to 14 of us gathered around two separate tables. Each man comes out of the cold into a warm, well-lighted atmosphere with the smell of hot coffee wafting through the room. At one table sit men just visiting. At the other one, each in his own special chair, begin a card game called Picks. Ray takes the cards and a score sheet from the shelf under the TV. The TV's on Channel 51, and beautiful Robin Mead shares with us the morning news. Ray deals each of us a card face-up, high card deals, and the game begins. Outside, it's blowing a southeasterly 40 miles per hour, and cold rain mixed with snow pounds against the windows and the roof. We are warm, relaxed, and most comfortable in this special setting. Most mornings we purposely stay away from topics that include politics, race, or religion. About 20 minutes into the game on this particular morning, one of the men has strayed and begins a tirade about President Obama and blacks in general. Several others join in with negative comments while others of us try and rebut or change the subject to no avail. A relatively loud argument persists with comments pro and con being initiated from the other table. Tempers flare and anger builds. At the head of our table, a well-known friend of all of us sits quietly looking at his cards and shaking his head. He's saying nothing. There's a lull, and the instigator of the first negative outburst looks at this man, and in a loud, stringent voice he says, "What's your opinion on this matter? You're awfully quiet this morning." He sets his cards down, and in his southern drawl he says, "Well, boys, I grew up in Oklahoma, and I didn't have much use for blacks one way or the other. As you know, I spent a couple of years as a Marine in Vietnam. One morning we were hit by mortar fire and bullets were flying in all directions. I was hit bad and I found myself laying in the middle of a field bleeding out from shrapnel wounds. I knew I was dying that day. I couldn't move, but I heard a helicopter approaching. We were still under fire. The copter landed, and within a short time I felt the strength of a man lift my 185-pound frame and put me over his shoulders. He half loped and half ran with me toward the copter. Mortars were falling and bullets were passing all around us. As he approached the door of the machine, I realized he'd been hit. He gently set me down and I fell backwards into the cab. I saw him for the first time during this ordeal. I was looking into the blackest face I had ever seen. He was covered with my blood and some of his own. I couldn't tell whose blood was whose. It all looked the same to me. He looked at me and he smiled as he said, "You're going to be all right now, brother." He turned and ran to help another Marine laying in the field I had just been carried from. I think there's good and bad in all of us, boys. But that day I learned a lesson I'll never forget. You could have heard a pin drop in that moment in the Moose Club on that memorable morning.